morning, folks. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Tobin started his regular school year started yesterday or Monday.
So
I know. I know. I've seen all the back to school pictures from folks.
So now I'm sleep deprived.
So I know that this is one of the topics that you have in your blog, Back to School Survival Guide. Can you talk about that?
We sure can. So, you know, I think folks who are affiliated with either teachers or work with schools or have kids, you know, this is a really busy time of year, and lots of things are on the brain. You know, how do we stay healthy? You know, I know my friends and I who all have school-age children, you know, while we love this time of year because the kids get back and, you know, get active again with all the things at school, they also start to get sick. And so, you know, folks get nervous about all the cooties and the germs that come with the start of the school year. And so A&MC, we addressed some of that, and we talk about healthy lunches and snacks and meals that you can do on the go, as well as how to stay healthy and not get those cooties that start to get spread around. And, you know, what to do if you start noticing some sniffles or you get the dreaded lice call.
Oh, we remember, you know, I think every child in elementary school has, their parents have gotten this call. And I remember we had to shave our son. He had this thick blonde hair. And of course, it's hard to see nits on blonde hair. So we ended up having to shave his head, poor kid.
And so he didn't feel so bad. I shaved mine as well. And we had a Chinese exchange student with us at the time, a male exchange student. So he decided to shave his. So all three of us shaved our heads, and we all kind of looked like low-key cancer victims because it was bad. It was bad.
Well, what I will say is there are definitely natural remedies. You know, lots of folks are concerned about the chemicals for the lice treatments, and so, you know, we actually had the dreaded lice call a couple years ago, and found nits and had to deal with that. And, you know, my son has always had skin reactions to chemicals and creams, and so I was nervous for a few reasons. A, not to, you know, put the chemicals on young skin, and B, that on top of the lice, we would have to now be dealing with a full-on blown rash from the cream. So I went the natural route, and, you know, there's pretty good evidence that it works. Different types of oils will suffocate it. So what I did was I doused his head in olive oil. He smelled like a salad.
Gee, I'm standing next to this kid. Why am I hungry?
And preventatively, and he has, you know, really long curly hair, and I didn't want to have to do the shave method of getting rid of it. And so we just did the olive oil method, put it up in a ponytail, you know, combed out everything, and, you know, that did the trick. And I know that, you know, lots of naturopathic families have that same method of using, you know, some sort of a real strong oil to basically suffocate them out, and then you go by hand. And, you know, thank goodness for technology. I don't know what our parents did before iPads, but, you know, that definitely was helpful at keeping a squirmy kid still for a couple hours while we worked through it.
Oh, wow. And so you had to go through and comb his hair to get rid of all of the nits, like, you know, that's with those very, very fine tooth combs. What was that like? Yeah.
You know, I could think of better ways to spend my time.
So, well, and as any new teacher will tell you, or any teacher, the first few years of teaching, you get one cold after another. And I'm sure the kids, you know, the kids, especially the little ones, when they're first like starting kindergarten, they're sick a lot in the beginning, too. So how do you keep your kid healthy when you're exposed to so many germs during the day?
You know, it is really a challenge. And but, you know, I think just some of the basics, the hygiene, you know, don't share drinks, don't, you know, limit the physical content, wash those hands as frequently as possible. You know, we would have a little strip-down routine as soon as we got home, get off all the clothes, put them in the washing machine, shake out the shoes, wash the hands, you know, get ourselves cleaned up. Lots of immune-boosting foods, lots of good sleep, And just making sure that all of the general immune boosting types of things that you do keep the stress at a minimum, you know, to make sure that your body has all it can to fight it off. You know, you're not going to avoid every germ and sickness, and some folks' immune systems are just stronger built than others. But, you know, we do our best to keep those down, you know, limit dairy, limit sugar, and, you know, lots of good immune boosting soups are helpful.
So limiting dairy, that's interesting. Does dairy impact the immune system?
Well, you know, dairy for a lot of folks, and not everybody, but for many people, dairy can be mucus-forming and can have some mild sensitivity reactions. People of African-American descent, Hispanic descent, have traditionally higher proportions of dairy allergies or sensitivities. And so, you know, that's just something to keep in the back of your mind. You know, many folks can eat dairy with no issues, but lots of people can't. And so if you are one of those folks where dairy is a minor sensitivity, I say avoid it.
Huh. Well, that makes perfect sense. And if your child likes ice creams, there are wonderful ice creams made out of coconuts, for example.
There are lots of non-dairy alternatives now. You know, back in the old days, olden days of me growing up as a kid, you know, you didn't have all the options. But now, yeah, you know, and even one of the things I tell folks, and it's really economical, you can buy an ice cream maker at home and make your own, you know, non-dairy, however you want to do it, for, you know, a dollar or two for what would cost you in a store 7 or 8. And so for the cost of the machine, which is, you know, between $30 and $40, it pays for itself after a few uses.
I know that my husband is now very interested in that. We may be getting one of those.
So I've often made, you know, coconut-based ice creams and lots of different types of things that, you know, you can put all sorts of different confections in there, and you don't have to use sugar. You can use stevia and make it, you know, pretty okay.
So we only have about 90 seconds left. So is there anything upcoming that you want the public to know at the AANMC?
Know about our regular webinar series. So we have webinars that we host once a month. Actually, yesterday was a webinar for business tips on your social media presence, and so we've got our YouTube up on that. If you want to check out how to have a really solid media presence, Erin, did you know that 96% of recruiters check your social media? So, you know, I think that that's something we really want folks to know about. But we've got healthy herbs coming up next month and suicide and depression reduction in October.
Wow.
So I hope your folks can tune in, and lots of cool things coming up our way.
Wow. Well, that is awesome. So how do people find you and follow you and learn more about the AANMC?
AANMC.org. We also have LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the social media places you can find us at. So hope you can tune in, and thank you, Erin and Tobin, so much for chatting this morning.
So it's always a treat to talk with you. You always have so much to share with everyone. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a great morning.
You too. So we've been talking to Dr. Joanne Yanez. She is the executive director for the Association for Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges. That's the AANMC. Go check her out.